Hello and welcome to another episode of the Little Advice Podcast. I'm your host, Christine Little. Get it? Because of my name. Anyway, today's guest is a really funny comedian. You've seen him on TLC, Stronger Than Nature, and Funny or Die. We have the very funny Amir Khalil.
Hey, what's up?
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Do you prefer to be called Amir or Amir Khal?
I mean, like, my friends call me Amir, and but my fans like to say Amir Khal.
Oh, your fans like to say it?
Yeah, all three of them.
Hey, let me ask you something. Yeah. First question, are we related?
Oh, for the record, yes, we are brother and sister.
Don't tell them. We're not related, surprise. But we do have a sketch where we are brother and sister.
Yeah, that's
right. No, we're not brother and sister, but people think we are.
Yeah, and then like five dudes hit on you.
Because they think
yeah,
we're siblings.
And we're just really good-looking people that look alike.
We're just beige. Yeah. Okay, so Amir, what is the best creative advice that you've ever received?
The best creative advice, just keep doing what you're doing. That's what like a couple of headliners told me. They're like, hey man, you different, man. Just keep doing what you're doing. Don't stop. You still using the guitar? Keep using that thing. That's what they say.
I don't know how I feel about that advice. I mean, I get it. I think it's good, but it's also like, I mean, anything specific or, but with you, they're just like, keep using your guitar.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've had people like tell me to stop using the guitar too. I don't want to call out nobody, because we know these people. I've had people tell me stop, and that's fine. That's cool. That's their advice. And I actually do not use the guitar on purpose, like sometimes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, when people see something good that you do, that inspires them to tell you, keep doing that.
Yeah.
And that's the advice I get.
Sometimes that's all you need to hear is like that you're on the right track and people are liking what you're doing.
Yeah, because like this business is makes you insecure like a mug. You know, nice to tell us more nice things.
Yeah, we do not get sick of compliments. Even if you compliment us and we're like, it was terrible inside, we're like, yes.
Yeah, even if we make fun of you when you compliment us, we still love you.
Even if we hate you, we are in love with these compliments.
Yeah, the compliments.
So along those lines, you said some people told you to stop using the guitar. What is some of the worst creative advice that you've gotten?
Oh, besides not using the guitar.
Did that ever sink into you? Were you ever like, oh, maybe I should stop?
Yeah, I get insecure just like everybody, you know. So I went like almost a whole year without using the guitar in my third year in.
How was it?
I bombed a lot and I had to like readjust, you know, my timing and like get used to like what are my hands doing now and my arms. So it's like, it's like a whole like starting over almost like, but I mean, I was still funny. So I think.
Yeah. I think I remember that. Sometimes I'd see you with the guitar, sometimes I wouldn't, you'd just use it later on in your set.
Yeah, and open mics, like you see me at the mics, I won't use a guitar.
Oh, really?
Ever. Like open mics, I almost never use it. No.
Is there a reason?
Yeah, because I still want to be strong, you know, without it and just work off the jokes. Yeah. So like the guitar in my act is more like a tag. So I'll tell a joke and then I'll sing a tag.
Does it help you to stay more on like in rhythm with your jokes to have the guitar going?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does. Because there's like, you know, I think every comedian is a little bit musical with their rhythm, you know.
I was just going to ask you, you think I should like take up an instrument?
Yeah, I was thinking like you should get a violin or a ukulele.
Yeah. Oh yeah, violin. I was like, yeah, so I'm like, actually that's kinda cool. If I knew how to play the violin, I would be in.
Yeah, yeah. No, please don't do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's some of the worst creative advice you could have given me. Thank you so much. So worst creative advice, people tell you not to use the guitar.
Yeah.
Best creative advice, keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah, that's how it is. Is that our camera that we look at?
Which one?
That one.
No, your camera's there.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, but you can look at that one.
Oh, okay.
That's all not right. My camera.
I don't have to turn that way.
No, you don't have to. They told me not to look at the camera, so.
Oh, okay.
To just look at you.
So. Okay, I can just look at that. Makes
and it's
easier.
Audio, so, like, no one knows where we're looking.
Oh, okay. We should have talked about this before.
Hey, you know what? I love what we're doing. This is free. This is natural. Mm-hmm. This is legit.
Supernatural.
On brand.
Oh, super on brand. Duper duper brand.
All right.
Yeah.
I think it's time now for our next segment.
Oh, good. Let's bring it.
Check yourself.
Check yourself.
Is this where I dance?
Oh, snap. Get it, girl.
Get it, girl. It's going to be about 20 minutes.
Get it, girl. Ah, check them shoulders.
How do you check yourself? When you're in the pits of despair, when you're in the comparison problem, like what do you do to stay level-headed?
Oh man, I know what you mean. Like you see, there's other guitar comics out there, and I see them, and I'm like, thank God I'm not like that guy.
What do you mean, not like that guy?
Because I think they rely too much on they use the guitar too much on their act.
Yeah,
you know, and it's like, and it doesn't seem very original what they do. It's like, all right, another guitar comic, same thing. So I'm like, I'm changing the guitar comedy game. That's what I'm doing. And yeah, I like to believe that. So maybe somebody should check me.
Oh, I don't know. No, I like that. Because when you find yourself comparing, because there are other guitar comics, and that is like a specific niche, you look at it and you say, you know what? I'm different from this person. Yeah. I should keep doing what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps focus you.
Oh, absolutely.
Anything else you do? Like, do you do affirmations or any journaling? Like, what do you do to like keep your head level?
From time to time, I'll read affirmations. I like to draw stuff. I'll draw in a book stuff. I'm trying to visualize, you know, cause like vision boards don't really work for me. You know, like, oh, here's pictures of shit that I wish I had. Nah, it's like, I'll draw, I drew, 8 people at stick figures, all buying stuff for me after a show. Like,
yeah.
My merch.
Yeah.
And then it happened that same night.
No way!
I couldn't believe it. I was like, this shit works! And I was like, man, I really want to have a bigger apartment, a bigger house. So I've been standing outside your place for so long.
My place? Did you draw it, though, with the stick figures of me?
No, I just stuck.
Okay. I'd like it to be a stick figure. That looks so skinny. I'm into it.
Yeah. That kind of stuff. Like, I draw money.
Are you good at drawing? No?
No, it's terrible. That's why everything's stick. Figuring it's bad. That's probably why half the stuff I've drawn has not come true.
Because it's not good. No, I like that though. I think they say something. There's something to writing out your goals.
Yeah.
Like actually with a pen instead of typing them out. So I wonder if there's something to like really visualizing your goals and drawing them out. I'm gonna try that.
I visualize my girls too, and I draw them out.
Your girls?
Yeah, I visualize the girls. Look at boobies.
Okay. Speaking of girls. You have a girl.
I do. I have a very great, wonderful girlfriend. Hi, baby.
Hi. And she has a daughter, and so you're a stepdad.
I am a stepdad.
And Father's Day is coming up.
Yeah.
Are you expecting anything?
Y'all go. You better give me something good. Yeah, I'm expecting a meal, a back rub, and from my daughter, a meal. Not a back rub.
You're hungry, huh?
I'm always hungry. I lift, you know. When you lift, you're always hungry. That's just what it is, you know. And but what else? Yeah, take me to the movies or something, you know. Buy me an app on my phone or something.
Being a stepfather, do you have any advice for anybody entering that role as a stepdad?
Don't do it.
Oh, wow.
That's, just kidding.
That's
just
pretty kidding. Adamant.
I love it. I love it. It's the best.
Really? What is it like? Like, going into an established family, do you have any was it easy for you? Was it hard? Like, navigate that?
I was a little worried the kid would not like me at first.
Yeah.
And when I met her, she was only 3. So we met at McDonald's and she wasn't like, you know, where all the pedophiles go.
Oh my God.
Why did I say that? And so I met her at McDonald's and she was like really shy. And then I met her more and more. And this is after we've been dating for like 6 months. Mm-hmm. So it was like a gradual process. And then before you knew it, me and her had bonded.
Yeah. So it was like you were introduced to her slowly over time, like here and there. Yeah. Did you have any flack from her, like, you're not my dad? Or
no, and if she ever tries that shit, it's going to be hell to pay.
Okay, please don't make the social services call me up and interview you, okay? Child Protective Services.
She has no reason to ever yell something like that at me because I'm way better than her real dad. And her real dad is a loser who's probably in and out of, still might be in jail. I don't even know. And if he finds me, what's up? No, don't come find me.
So your tip is go into a family where you're definitely a better option than the real parent.
Yeah, you can't be a shittier dude than the real dad. Don't be worse than that guy.
Yeah.
And you know, I like to drink, but like, I'm not like an alcoholic, but like, I'm gonna like abuse it and like, you know, say out of line things to a child.
Yeah.
You know, so don't do that. Don't get drunk and say stupid shit to a kid.
Okay, I think this is a good time now to, you've been talking a big game about how you're this like musician, comedian, and all that. Can you make songs up on the fly?
I can.
Would you mind doing a song about either Father's Day or being a step-parent for us?
Oh, yeah, sure. Let's do
it. Look at that. Oh, your guitar just so happens to be right there. How
so convenient.
Oh,
yeah, nice. This really worked out.
All right, let's do it.
All right, so this song is about Father's Day, being a stepdad, and backup vocals with Christine Little.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right.
Father's Day is coming. Aren't you excited? Father's Day is coming. And I can't wait to get my gifts. Woo-hoo. And it better be good. Or I'm gonna throw my beer against the wall and start cursing at the house and saying all kinds of crazy stuff. But being a stepdad is really cool because it's not so hard and there's less pressure. Because if she turns out to not be a good person 10 years from now, I'll say, hey, she's not really mine. But if she turns out good, I'm taking all the credit. You best believe it, baby. Ooh, that's my baby girl. Hey. Ooh, I'm a stepdaddy. How about you? Are you a stepdaddy too? Tell me, Christine, are you a stepdaddy?
No, I'm not. No,
that was probably a bad question for you. Yeah.
I'm single as a fuck.
Would you like to be a stepmommy?
No, thank you.
No, thank you. Oh, that was a nice song.
Yeah, that was a nice song. Thank you, Amir. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, now we're going to throw it to our sponsors.
Oh, good.
And today we are sponsored by, you're going to love this.
Yeah.
Ho2Go. Ho2Go. This is the travel bag for if you're out, you're with a guy, you stay the night. This just so happens to be in your bag. It's got toothpaste, toothbrush for the toothpaste, change of clothes, and some flip-flops. Shout out to Ho2Go. Look them up. Buy this, yo. I hope you guys are enjoying this episode of Little Advice Podcast. Our word of the day, I know you're dying to know, is feelings. Yeah, feelings. Feelings are described as an emotional state or reaction. You know how I define feelings? Drake. Yeah, if you listen to him, he's all in his feelings. I think he even has a song that he says he's in his feelings. I have so many feelings, you guys. like from moment to moment. It's like I'm all feels. It's because I'm an artist. Artist. Back to the show. All right.
Hell yeah.
I think that's it, right?
Oh, that's it?
Tell people where they can find you.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I like to plug my stuff. What's up, everybody? Find me at Amir V. A Miracle. That's A Miracle, you know. And then I have a website, Amir V. A Miracle. I got videos on there. I got sketches. I got a sketch with Christine Little up there.
Two of them.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And they're both hilarious. My music's up there. But yeah, and every Wednesday night, catch me in Sherman Oaks at the Robin Hood British Pub hosting live stand-up comedy.
Awesome. Thank you so much for
being here.
Thank
you for having me.
This was so fun.
This is awesome. This went by so quick.
It did go by quick. But yeah. Guess what?
What?
There's going to be a bonus segment for people who are subscribed to the Patreon. So if you want to hear more from Amir A Miracle, then please head on over there, and we're going to have an interview about his creative process. But before that, I do have a gift for you.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I do.
Hey, this is awesome.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, hold on.
Oh, it's a bag.
He's got a bag, guys.
I got a bag.
Let's open it. Tell everyone what's inside.
It's my Pimp to Go bag.
Pimp to Go. We got the hoe to go, we got the pimp to go. It comes with a Cadillac and a suit. Okay, that's a card. You don't have to read that right now.
Okay, I'll look at this later. It's a card. I like cards.
Okay. And this is your affirmation.
Oh, what? Okay, here we go. I need to live my life in a way that will keep me happy sexually. Thank you so much.
That is not what it says.
This is...
I need to live my life in a way that will keep me happy. Well, I don't know. I mean, that's kind of an affirmation. Here. Take this part off. Just say, I live my life in a way... that will keep me happy. You want me
to
fix
the word need isn't good for affirmations.
We're learning. Live.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Let me see here.
Add the word sexually.
Now, I'm not adding sexually to that, and then I'm going to initial it, so if you take this to the bank, they'll know that I'm the one that changed it. Okay? Anything else in there?
There is something else
in
there.
Oh, what is it?
Oh, my God.
Is this a
book fan? Oh, I can write jokes and songs and stuff.
That's right, and songs.
This is great.
And we're going to learn more about how you write your jokes and songs on the bonus segment.
Oh, good. I got a lot to tell you.
Oh, good. Thank you so much for doing the podcast.
Thanks
I appreciate
for
you.
Me.
All right, that's it for now. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast if you're not. Like it, review it, rate it, all that jazz. And I'm on Instagram now, so follow us on Instagram at A Little Advice Podcast. Bye.
Ooh, yeah.
Get yours at hoetogo.co.